Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Talking about my cousin Smokey Robinson, Herbie Baby. Hope you're enjoying the show this morning, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is Monday. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and then as you can see, that is a tape of the one and only Kent the Cool Kent, the Mayor of Bronzeville, gone but not forgotten. And I will bring that up later, but right now we're going to start the show. And you can go in and see that it's on our YouTube page on Higher Learning TV Show, okay? So we'll just stop that there. And I'll play it again. Don't worry. It is Monday, October 17th, and it is the month of Libras. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day if you're celebrating a birthday today. I believe October 6th was Herb's birthday. Where's his picture at? I put it right there in the background. Can you see it?
Herbie, baby.
October 5th. Birthday October 5th, and he departed October 22nd, which is like the end of this week. But anyway, always in our hearts. We miss you, Herbie Baby, but we know we can go back and play the videos anytime because I am so honored to be able to have worked with him right next door. GCI, V103, AM 1390, Kiss FM, Light FM, all those stations are at, they were Clear Channel, now they're iHeartMedia, and they're all on the same floor. So every day that I'm off the air, I'm going over to V103 to hang out with her, but I'm so glad I did because guys, I've got some stories to tell, and I'm sure you've got some stories to tell, too, so be sure and call in and share them this morning at 515-615-963-9625. 515, I don't even know the number, Tony, 515-605-5375. I'll get to you later about that. Anyway, you can also type it in the comments. Okay, Tony, you're going to come in and comment this morning, right?
Yep.
You know you got some memories of Herbie, baby. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you in the intro, in the show.
Yeah, hashtag HK
to DJ. Hashtag HK to DJ. Hashtag.
So cool, I freeze in my clothes.
So cool, I freeze in my clothes. That's Herb Kid. Anyway, I digress. For those who are sick and shut in, let us keep the ball in prayer. And those who are in need of a little love, this is the day to give it to them because tomorrow is not promised. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating a birthday today or this month, the month of Libras. October 13th was my brother Patrick Bradley's birthday. You know, I talked about him last week. He's the man who, architect who redesigned Lakeshore Drive, and he was architect at ComEd. Troy's birthday, Troy Tyler, is tomorrow, who you'll also see in the video, and she'll be calling in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I remember the number. And last but not least, Earth Cat, October 5th. And if you're celebrating a birthday, we'd love to hear from you, too, so call in. If you're listening online, you've got the number. Check us out on our Facebook page and our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. All the information that you need is right there. And if you're headed out and about this morning like we are, immediately after show, because there is a press conference, walk around City Hall today. So we need you in City Hall. Dr. Willie Wilson is being sure that Lori Lightfoot knows that we are not happy with what's going on in the voting polls. So we're going to be marching this morning, and the Higher Learning Network TV show crew will be there to film it. So we look forward to seeing you there. But in the meantime, in between time, let's go to traffic, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. Traffic and weather, I should say, is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. Very cold out today. Put your long johns on, honey. Get your gloves. Get your snuggies. Get all of that stuff. Because it is cold outside. I kid you not. It's a winter walk. It's winter. How about that? As we take a look at the wind chill factor, which is 25 miles per hour, that is cold. And scattered rain and snow showers this afternoon, and the winter weather watch is in effect as well. By 4 p.m. today, Jasper County and Porter County has up to 3 inches of snow. Aren't you glad we aren't there? Ugh. Yeah, that's in Indiana. I thought Chicago was bad. Indiana gets it first. Back into the 40s on Thursdays and the 70s by the weekend. Hurry up, weekend. Hurry up. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Africa, Europe, Paris, Rome, Greece, Italy, Jamaica, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Florida, anywhere you want to go, you can go there by traveling with iText. All you got to do is mention Zelle Dole and get a $100 discount to go shopping immediately. So just remember Zelle Dole. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. Richard Pegue used to call me that. I was going off there because nobody could get my name right. So he made sure they said Zelle Dole. Anyway, as we take a look at Metro and CTA, quit laughing at me, Tony. The Rock Island, there is a 10-minute delay in both directions due to signal work. On CTA, there are delays at Clinton on the Green Line, and at Clark and Lake, all the lines are being affected. So if you're in on CTA this morning, expect delays. Have a good book. Inbound on the Kennedy, there are two crashes that have been cleared at the Harlem and also at Cumberland Avenue. Inbound on the Kennedy, it's 45. On the reverse, it's 30. inbound heavy from TUI in both directions, 31 minutes in, 24 minutes out. On the Eisenhower, it's another story, almost an hour, 55 minutes inbound, 34 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson, your usual delays, 28 in, 18 out. The Dan Ryan, your Monday morning madness from 95th Street, 24 in and 19 out. On the Bishop Ford, it is 16 minutes inbound, 13 minutes on the reverse. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly at itex.com. Be sure and set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And also check out diabeticdonut.com if you know of someone who's a diabetic. Borderline diabetic like I was for 10 years, you might want to send them to diabeticdonut.com. There's a free download there on how I reversed type 2 diabetes. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. And it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And not meditation, your Monday morning mindful inspiration. Also, I would like to share with you Monday morning mindfulness inspiration from Mike House, and from Monday, October 17th, it says, God is my help. The stigma of asking for help is traumatic for many people. Asking for advice about personal or mental health issues is not a sign of weakness. Asking for and getting help should be as natural as asking for and receiving a prayer. You cannot help everyone, just as everyone may not want you to pray for them. Let someone talk to you first. Ask permission before you give your advice or opinion. We cannot go through this life alone. We all need help from time to time. We are not here to question why, but to give and receive our gifts. We all have a higher set, a divine Christ self that is constantly trying to heal us, to grow us. I seek help when I need to rise above the appearance of limitations. I am never hopeless. I am always hopeful. Thank you, zeal, in me, through me, around me, as me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. As we know that those who love God are helped by him in everything for good. That's Romans 8:28. And that's from Mike House, H-O-U-S-E. Who is Mike House, Zelda? Mike House is a fellow journalist who sends out inspirations daily. And I thank you, Mike House. Thank you for that. Thank you for having me on the list. And I can share with everyone. And you be sure and share that with somebody, because somebody needs a word for the day, and that's the word for the day. And if you would like more exclusive words for the day, exclusive access and information, you see the number up here on the text, I need you to text stress relief. Text the word stress relief to 219-699-2114 so that you can get the information that you need and share the good news. And I know I'm on the air, but I got to ask you, Tony, can you bring me the mop? Because I just spilled a bunch of water down here on the floor. Thank you so much. And thank you for allowing me to interrupt the show. It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I would like to share with you something that I think you will enjoy, because this is something that I put together. I just thought it was so cute. And I did it just for you. Yeah, I got skills, y'all, believe it or not. Yeah, I sure do. And I want to share that with you right about now. Are you stressed out? Could you use a little stress relief? All right, here you go.
Are you stressed out? Higher Learning Network. Thanks for sharing.
So there you have it. You have your stress relief for the day. So all you have to do is make your appointment and get your stress relief consultation. The first 15 minutes are free. And if you want anything after that, you know we are always raising funds here on the Higher Learning Network for the youth. Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and we need to be able to offer them something, scholarships, cash prizes, all that good stuff. So that's why we're always asking for donations. And you can go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and you will see the information there, and you can join it. But right now, it's time for a Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So I need you to sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. Just get comfortable. How about that? Nothing in your hands, nothing in your heart, nothing but that of love in your heart, of course. And I want you to begin the process of breathing in and the process of breathing out through your nose, because there are filters in your nose to filter out all the garbage that's in your nose. And I have on the screen the higherlearningnetwork.org, and these are products that help us support the homeless as well as the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I always like to begin with our affirmations, inhaling affirmations, because that which we allow into our temple, we have to be sure that it is in alignment with our mission, our purpose in life. So therefore, we have to be mindful of what we watch, what we listen to, and what we engage in personal conversations, especially on social media. Will take you someplace you don't want to be and keep you longer than you want to be there, because it's just so much out there. And I love YouTube University, but, you know, there has to be a limit, so. But you can spend your whole day on it. I digress. Anyway, let us begin the process of inhaling and exhaling. And today we're going to inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. So let us begin. Close your eyes and simply focus on your breath. Just listen to your breathing. Ooh, sorry about that. So I want you to inhale and exhale through to the count of five through your nose. So close your eyes and let us begin the process. Inhale deeply. Through the nose, hold it for 5 seconds. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. More. Inhale deeply. Hold it for 5 seconds. And exhale. Now the sound bowl is just to grab your attention to make you continue to focus on the breath. So when you feel your thoughts floating away on your to-do list, just keep breathing, listening to my voice. When you feel your thoughts floating away, hear the little chime in the background going. And get back to the breath. As we continue to inhale and exhale, give some thanks for the power of the breath. We inhale affirmations and we exhale negative self-talk. As we breathe in, giving thanks for the power of the breath, as we are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. We inhale thoughts of good and better. We inhale thoughts of abundance. And we exhale thoughts of lack and limitation. You see, the breath is your first line of defense. It can help you out of a sticky situation. as well as protect your immune system as we give thanks for all the parts of the body that are involved in this breathing exercise this morning. As we breathe in, hold it to the count of five, and then exhale to the count of five and blow it out as hard as you can because the body is working on your behalf. As we continue to inhale and exhale, we give thanks for affirmations of self-love, and we exhale the negative self-talk. As we inhale deeply to the count of five and hold it, and exhale as we give thanks. Excuse me, we're always looking for love. When love is inside of us and we don't have to look for it, all we have to do is be it. And those who are attracted to our vibrations of love will experience that love and they will connect with us. So be not concerned about what you don't have in your life, but give thanks for what you do have in your life. As you inhale deeply, inhaling all the love that you possibly can. And exhaling. Inhaling the genius in me. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhaling all self-doubt this morning. We need to do that one more time. We need to be reminded of that. Inhale the genius. Hold it. And exhaling all doubt. Inhaling affirmations of love. Hold it. And exhaling more doubt. This is why we meditate to activate. Inhale love. And exhale doubt. We give thanks for the power of the breath because it is the power of the breath that keeps us in times of chaos and confusion. You see, the powers that be do not want you to know that you are as powerful as you are, because the power that you have is the power that will keep you and guard you and guide you and direct you. They want to keep you off-centered. They want to keep you engaged in little conversations that are mindless conversations so you won't focus on the power within. That's what these t-shirts are for. And be sure and go to our YouTube channel and read What the Rich Know About Fashion. And once you know that, you can come back and order your t-shirt from the higherlearningnetwork.org. And when you do that, you automatically receive 50% off. Just because you listened to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Inhale that. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And as we meditate to activate, we give thanks for the power of this breath as we redirect the breath from the top of the head. Inhale. And as we exhale, your eyes should be closed. You should not be watching me. And as you exhale, feel the power of the breath move throughout the bodies. When I inhale and exhale, I feel the tension be released in my shoulders. I hope you feel it too. That's right. Rotate those shoulders. Rotate that body. Backwards and forwards. Backwards. That's right. Stretch, honey. Stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and hold it. And as you exhale, turn that body around. Yeah, turn that body around. Get that body a little squeeze. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn that body around again. And get a little stretch. Giving thanks that the body moves, because the body in motion stays in motion. I had an 88-year-old lady at the gym share that information with me. And I was like, wow. A body in motion stays in motion. And she's 88 and she looks good. I want to look like that when I'm 88. Anyway, as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath, let's take one long, last, deep breath. Inhale deeply. Bring that energy from the forehead down to the chin and the shoulders. And the arms, as you stretch those arms, giving thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale once more. Bringing the power of the breath down through the solar plexus, the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks and the hips and the knees as we continue to breathe in and breathe out. And as we exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes and bring that energy back up through the legs and the knees. As you continue to breathe in and continue to breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the hips, in the solar plexus, and the arms, and back up to the head. And we stretch one more time as we give thanks, and we breathe in once more. And this time as we exhale, bring the forehead down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left. Slowly bring it around to the back. Slow down, moving too fast. And slowly rotate that head to the right, feeling it. Oh, that feels good. And head up and head back down, slowly rotating the head to the left and slowly rotating the head around to the right. Slow down and bringing the head back front and center. Head up, inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Bring that head back around. Inhale deeply. Feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah. That feels good. Bring the head back around. And inhale. Take one more long, last deep. Inhale deeply. You should now be feeling a sense of calm and relaxation. Your body is ready to receive the information that you will be blessed with today. And I thank you for being a blessing to someone else so that they too can be a blessing to someone else. And remember, when you are challenged during the course of the day, know that you're not alone. But if you will just practice that little exercise for 30 seconds, I promise you, whoever came into your space to invade your privacy will step back, especially if you got a little garlic, a little onion on your breath, or you forgot to brush your teeth this morning. You simply inhale deeply. They're going to look at you crazy, and then you go. And if your breath stinks, that's a good thing, because I promise you they ain't gonna bother you no more. This is how we do it. So be sure and share that with somebody. And you can go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks to You, and check out our Instagram page. Did I forget about our Instagram page? Yeah, let me show you that. You know, I'm not going to show you my Instagram page, but I am going to show you my our Instagram page for the for the Higher Learning Network, in which we are always trying to find relief for our brethren, our homeless brethren. That was some information for housing, because you don't have to be homeless to need housing. So go to our can you see that? Oh, I need to make that bigger so you can see that. And okay, so now you can see it. So I want to show you the video of our last delivery. Butane. They need lots of butane, and we just made a delivery just this past week. I'm just going to share that with you.
Some people are here, some people are not, but we definitely have butane for them this morning.
Okay, so you can go and see that on our YouTube page. And I'm sorry, our YouTube, that's on our Facebook. Lord have mercy. I'm all just combobulated. It is our Instagram page. It's hln.homeless.project. And that's what we're looking for. You see that? Those, that butane right there, that's what we go get. There are two of those for $10, and they're at Walmart, so you can go and get those and help them. And you can see the video there, but I just want to share that with you. It is, and mind you, it is tax deductible. All donations are tax deductible. We were able to get them 24 cans of butane. So thank you for sponsorship of the Higher Learning Network TV show, because not only do you get a chance to be a sponsor of the show, but the world becomes aware of who you are. And Deborah Smith is sponsoring today's show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, you can do that too. info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Deborah is our third Saturday host. If you didn't see the show this morning, Saturday morning, rather, they're always in the iCarve. So you can, archives. They're always in the archives. So you can go back and see it on Blog Talk Radio. No. You can go back and hear it on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And you can always go back and see it on our channels on Facebook and YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with you. As we take our first commercial break, we'll be right back.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in an area. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Fusan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are a part of the solution, so thank you for sharing this video with your friends and family, because this is the kind of information that could make or break your day. And thank you for joining me this day. Welcome back to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and this is the moment that you have been waiting for. I know you've got some stories. I know I got some stories. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day. If today is your birthday, it is the month of Libras. My brother Patrick, I told you about last week, his birthday was October 13th. Troy Tyler's birthday is today, not today, it's tomorrow. And Herb Kent's birthday was the 5th. And we're celebrating the month of Libras. And if you'd like to call in at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we'll take your call on what you like, what you remember about Herbie Baby. And right now, here's my cuz, Smokey, in loving memory of Herb. I shot at the studio while he was there, so I thought you'd enjoy this. So, enjoy.
No, it doesn't matter. It's however it starts.
Is it easier to fit words into a beat? Like you made me say it,
Well, see, my girl was a song that I wrote before I recorded. So it was one that, the melody to my girl came first. But sometimes the melody comes first.
See, that's Smokey talking about.
I've asked that question for over 20-something years ago.
The song. So let's get back to
Milwaukee Curry.
All these treasures.
We're big fans here.
Remember a guy named O.C. White? Smokey, remember a guy named O.C. White in Milwaukee?
I didn't play it from the beginning. I apologize for that.
Let me just be sitting there for the radio station.
I think I can retire now because I'll never, well, no, that's not true. I might want to play one of the Berrigan brothers.
Network.
Yeah.
morning.
Your friend Smokey's in town. Your friend Smokey's in town because we have been kind of buddies since the 60s. But you want to straighten out something I said on the radio. I had said that Mary Wells was ace out of being superstar. Superstar Motown by Diana Ross, and that was not quite true, right?
Well, no, that was not true. You know, I just went on the count. I hear what you say. But what happened was, I should do it.
515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And you can share your memories of Herbie Baby. Herbie Baby, and I want you to see this promo if it ever stops going around in circles.
You know, well, we certainly appreciate you coming down, and we said that we were going to do our thing. Are we ready?
We're ready.
I got this guitar. So
look,
what?
If you're going to do that, put your mic facing the guitar.
Like this?
Turn the actual mic, yeah.
Be like this?
Yeah.
Well, the sound is coming from the corner over there. Well.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line. So the phone lines are lit up, 515-605-9325. And I do believe I have my star of the microphone, Troy Tyler, on the line. Grand Rising Star, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, my goodness. How are you, Zelda?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. But for calling this morning, that is the voice of Troy Tyler. For those of you who do not know, she is the legendary Troy Tyler here in Chicago. She's a female her kid, and I am just loving it.
Yeah, right.
I always have. Troy Tyler, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome her.
Did you just say legendary? That must mean old. And with my birthday being tomorrow, that definitely makes me a legend. I've been right.
You've been a legend a long time, my dear. You just didn't know it. We know it, but you didn't know it. So that's okay. That is quite
the
all
big,
right.
The biggest legend in the world is Herb Kent. That's the icon. That's the legend right there. There is the legend, my Libra love. You know, Zelda, we just celebrated Herb's birthday on the 5th of October.
Yes.
That would have been Herb's 94th heavenly birthday.
Wow, 94.
He would have been 94 years old, yeah. So he was a Libra, just like yours truly. So we had that in common. We had that in common. Herb was a shy man. We had that in common. A lot of people didn't realize how shy Herb really was, even though he was larger than life with that huge personality. But Herb was a shy man. He really was. And he and I would talk about the fact that the both of us were shy. You know, it's like, me, you want me to do it? You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, Herb was kind of unassumingly great. You know what I mean? We all knew he was great, but Herb would just walk in a room casually, just like Herb Kemp would walk, you know? But
right.
I have so many memories of Herb. They're endless, especially working at V103 with him. And also being his alternate when I would have to fill in for Herb. If Herb had to go get an award, I'd go in and fill in for whatever Herb had to do. I would end up filling in for him, or Joe Soto would fill in for him. In fact, when Herb had passed, I ended up doing the show right after Herb had passed, Ramonski Love and Myself. But my memories of him are endless. When he would be at the radio station, first of all, he comes with all these snacks. He comes with all these goodies. He's got this goodie tray that would sit out in the hallway at the radio station, and it would have all kinds of candies and nuts and food. Whatever it was that Herb wanted to eat was out there on that tray, including hog head cheese.
Hog head cheese?
Hog head cheese would be out there on the tray as well, because that was one of his favorites. He loved
all
hog
Herb
head
would
cheese.
Do like...
And them endless cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Herb touched a lot of hearts. I grew up listening to Herb Kent.
We all did.
You know, and remember the Wahoo Man? The Wahoo Man. We were terrified, girl, of the Wahoo Man. I thought the Wahoo Man was going to get me after school.
Yes.
And for those of you that are listening, don't know who the Wahoo Man is. It was this fictional character that Herb Kent made up. He made up the whole thing like Orson Welles did with War of the Worlds. He just made up the whole thing. And so every young person in the city of Chicago thought there was this thing called the Wahoo Man that was going to get you. And Herb would go to high schools and have somebody to kind of run through the bleachers or anything with a trench coat on and a skull cap. And he would say, there's the Wahoo Man, you know, and it was like a sighting or something. So you really believe that this Wahoo Man existed, and because kids were so afraid, the radio station decided to stop Herb from doing the Wahoo Man because we've all been so
Yeah, he was certainly a character, and there was a Herb that the general public does not know. Just like you said, how shy he was, you would never know that Herb was shy because he had a presence that was so demanding, commanding.
Oh yes.
And I know
you
got. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm just saying the memories are endless. As a matter of fact, I just talked with his daughter Robin. Most recently, she'll be in town this weekend because, as you know, the anniversary of his death is coming up. And so she's coming into town just to touch bases with friends and everything. But Herb worked at Chicago State University, first of all. He was a guest lecturer there.
Yes.
So those students over there to this day still talk about Professor Herb Kent all the time.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Herb Kent was responsible for the negotiation of WCSU radio at the Chicago State University getting on iHeart. We became an iHeart radio station.
Wow.
Yeah, because Herb, we're an internet radio station, but Herb was wanting us to be on a larger platform. So we had, over a decade ago, negotiated with what is now iHeart Media, and that radio station mode of transportation is iHeart Radio, and Herb Kent was instrumental in that happening because that was a wish of his while he was working there. So he has left a lasting legacy behind.
Yes.
There's so many people out here because, you know, we often say that you're often imitated but never duplicated.
Forever, ever.
And there are so many people that embody this, you know, of Herb Kent and their work ethic. But he was a grinder. I mean, he was always somewhere. He was never late, always on time. You know, he was always on time for wherever he needed to be. And when he would step into a room, his presence would be known because he was a black giant. You know that. So
right.
He had a legacy that's endless. And I can tell you about antics up and down the hallway. There was nothing for Herb to run around the studio with hankies hanging from his nostrils, making faces, because he loved to make faces while you were on mic. Now, when he would get off the air, this is what he used to do, like a pupil to me. This is what he used to do to me. He would get off the air, and my show would follow his show because I was doing the Quiet Storm once I started working part-time at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb's theme song, which was Open Our Eyes by the Gospel Clefs, when that would end, the Quiet Storm would come on, and I would do my intro. And Herb would sit across from me, keep his headphones on so that he could hear me do my intro to my show to invite people in, and he just wanted to hear the first thing I was going to say to the audience. And religiously, he would sit there and wait for me to do that opening, and he'd have his headphones on. He'd be holding them like he was driving an airplane or something, and he'd look up at me, and he would say, that was good. That was good. That was like, oh, wow. He said, you're such a natural. But, yeah, he was a great coach. An inspirator. I mean, seriously, he was. He was all of those things. All of those things in a bag of chips. And if I told you every single story that I know, including all the ones inside the hallways and all the things he shared with me that I'll probably take to my grave, my stories just go on and on. But he was loved. I loved him dearly. I honor him every year when his birthday comes, especially at school, because he was so beloved at Chicago State. And I just want to thank him for being that barometer for all of us as broadcasters, you know, to measure up to, because I tell him all the time, I said, Herb, you're the yardstick. You're the one we measure everybody by. That's what I would tell him all the time. But he was like, it's just little old Herbie, baby. I'm telling you, he was unassumingly great. He didn't have a huge ego like, you know, some of us can have. Herb Kent. He did not have that. That he did not have. He was just Herb Kent.
Right.
And I love him. I do. But...
unique, divine, one of a kind. There's only one Herbie Baby, and he is it. I want to thank you so very much, Troy. I know you are out of town and you have responsibilities this morning. Please tell your mom I said hi.
I will. We just stepped away for a minute for my birthday. I'll be 65 tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
My blessing from God arrives tomorrow. So I'm truly blessed, and I have my mother, you know. So I am so blessed.
Girl.
So blessed. My son came in from California to celebrate my birthday. I am just on cloud 10, 9, 10, 11.
I wish you could see this video. There's a picture of Herb sitting behind me, you know, the one that they put on his obituary. And, you know,
uh-huh.
He's sitting like that. It is so pretty. So it's like I feel like we've come full circle this morning. Herb's presence is in the building. I can feel it while you're talking over the air. Thank you, Herbie, baby. We appreciate you.
Love you, Herb.
Love you, too,
no
sweetie.
No problem.
Thank
I love you. Squeeze hug.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our
bye-bye.
Very own Vitaly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember her reading from my book on V103, Inspirational Conversations? Yeah, that's that, Troy Tyler. I remember that my then boyfriend, now husband, Tony Hoves, used to say, I used to listen to Troy Tyler reading Inspirational Conversations on V103. And I always thought that was an old white woman. I was like, really? Oh. Maybe I was an old white woman in another life. You never know. It is now 757-515-6059325. Press 1 to speak. If you have a memory of Herb Kent that you would like to share, give us a call. And I'm going to go through the phone lines and open up one now. 111111. You are live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Zelda, it's Obadiah. How you doing?
Obadiah, thank you so much for calling this morning.
I got to throw this one in there, Zelda. When you was in college, man, we used to always say, dang, Zelda's so smart, we would be leaning over trying to see what Zelda would be thinking.
Say that
all
again.
All the guys admired you not only for being beautiful, but for your brains. Anyway. But anyway, well, Herb is just too much, man. I mean, Herb Kent, he was in the category of his own. I mean, y'all talk about him being on the radio, but he used to throw these sets, you know? He would be DJing, and you would be up on the dance floor, and he would be talking about your butt, man.
Yes, he would. If you couldn't dance, yes, he would. He would talk about you.
He would talk about us, but he'd be smiling, but he'd be talking about you, you know? He'd talk about you like a dog.
And the funny part is, Herb couldn't dance.
So could, man.
He would be the first person
to
say it.
He tried to step. We laughed about it.
Herb was not a dancer. His gift
was
on the air.
His gift was to bring us to the party. And I'm telling you, when I was young, I used to sit there and listen to electric crazy people and all that. And he was legendary. Ain't nothing. Won't never be another Herb kid. Because I used to sit there depressed because I couldn't even go out to the party. By the time he got to talking about going to the set and all that. Oh, man, you would be depressed because you didn't even go. You didn't make the set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was the one that got us all at the party and with some sort of dick. You dress up, you show up, and then you would show out.
Yeah.
So it was only where Herb came. Because he was for the people, though. He wasn't so far away you couldn't reach him. And that's what makes you star to me. Yeah, people that you can touch every day that don't run with you, like Jesse Jackson. You know, people that you can touch. So, hey, I can't say enough about Herb. I'm just glad you're celebrating him. Man, he definitely deserves to be celebrated. I mean, back in the day, WBOA was one of the biggest stations in Quality.
Yes.
Voice of the Negro, y'all. Appreciate
it.
Keep doing your thing, Jeff. You know you do it.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. That's Obadiah from Chicago. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate that. It is 7:59. If you'd like to call in this morning and share your thoughts about the one and only Herb Kent the Cool Gent, we would love to have you. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. But right now, we're going to take our next commercial break. When we come back, we'll take your call. Area code 312-671. Stay close.
Where customers can buy, share. Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the mindfulness stress relief coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And
it is... Okay,
I forgot to hit stop on something, so forgive me there. Hit the mute button, Zelda. Hit the mute button, girl. We are celebrating the memory of our very own Herb Kent the Cool Gent. His birthday was October 5th. He made his transition October 22nd, so... He is well-loved and remembered here, and if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll get a chance to see all the videos that I've been talking about. Actually, I'm going to pull up one of them so you can see. If you go to our YouTube channel, which is Higher Learning TV Show, I want to pull that up. There are so many, there's tons of videos there
And you choose the one that you want to see. As you can see, is that the right one? Am I showing you the right one? Yeah. Nope, that's not it. Okay, as you can see there, there's tons of them. Click on videos right there. You see all the videos. You see the one right there where we're live. But if you go way, way down, because Herb been gone 5 years, so if you go way down there, you will find some YouTube videos of her. I got lots and lots and lots of footage. I filmed. I knew that this day would come. I didn't know that I would be the one to show it. But anyway, lots and lots of footage on Herb. So if you go to our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, let me scroll back down, and type in, actually I need to type in the Higher Learning Network TV Show channel. And once you get in the channel, type in Herb Kent. I wanted to show that. There you go. So let me pull that one up so you can see. Let me go to the phone lines and I'll pull that up. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 312-671. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We on Yah Shalom, Rahua. We don't die. Black power forever. And assalamu alaikum. Shalom. And life is beautiful with you, Zelda Robertson, as one of the female solution queen. And we love you and adore you. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago, Illinois, talking about her kit. The cool gent, yes, the world's greatest DJ, the original, the authentic, nobody but Herb Kent, you know, came with 50-plus years of WVON, et cetera, WBMX. See that? You know, he played Win Bulls Win on WBMX when they was down there on Wales, you know, back in the day. And he played Win Bulls Win, and that's why he was world's greatest DJ too, because that was at the time too that Cliff Livingston with Michael Jordan and the other brothers, Dennis Rodman and also Scottie Pittman, you know, and that helped him to win the six-peat too. So Herb Kent, he played Win Bulls Win, which is a historical soundtrack that came from Mayor Harold Lee Washington, April the 7th, 1987 campaign. So he was the king of the radio and the godfather of all radio in all time in Chicago. Chicago equals to 23. See, Herb Kent was the original authentic team leader for what we got now going on, Team 23, which is Together Everyone Achieves More, Together Everyone Achieves Much, Together Everyone Achieves Money, Together Everyone Achieves Millions, Together Everyone Achieves Miracles, and all miracles come from God. So you know Herb Kent the Cool Gent was a miracle from God, and he was the man, you know, that what we call Black Wall Street music man. So he's going to be with us. We're going to kick off today with Black Radio TV Network.com. And for more information, brothers and sisters can get in touch with me at 312-671-2773, or they can go.
Minister Plump, we greatly appreciate that. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. That was Minister Robert Floyd Plump. We appreciate you here. From the Harold Washington Foundation. He always has good information that we are sharing, and we are so very grateful. Let's try to get some more of these calls in. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 773-366. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I am live. This is Naima Lati.
Naima!
Yeah, so, well, you know, Herb Kent was the soundtrack to my youth, and his voice, you know, brings back all the memories. But, you know, one thing that I remember, because we used to listen to WVON late night evenings, you know, coming home after football games and all that sort of thing, and all of his the commercials they played and everything was just his voice and everything was just so entertaining. But he really brings back a lot of good memories, and I think that he set a standard, you know, for a lot of radio hosts and being able to interact with listeners and really make you feel like you knew him.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't, you know, or even if you just met him once, you know. So he definitely had that personality that we appreciate. And I think once when I did actually see him in person, it was just amazing that he was still cool, even though he had, you know, he was up in his senior years, but he was still going strong. And that
yes.
also, lets, you know, if you take care of your voice, it'll last as long as you're here, because he was still going strong.
Yes.
And everybody grew up with Herb Kent, the cool gent. You know,
You are so very right, because Herb was a lifesaver for me, Naima, because when my mom passed in 1969 and I had to go south to live with an aunt, WVON was what helped me keep my sanity, because I thought I was going to lose my mind at the age of 9.
Mm.
Yeah, so me hearing his voice on the radio, don't ask me how we got it in Mississippi, but we could hear WVON in Mississippi on a good day when the wind was blowing right, we could hear him. And
wow.
just his voice was so soothing to me, because I knew one day I would get back to Chicago and I would get to the radio station and I would thank her. And I did that. I got a chance to do that, Naima. You have no idea how good felt. Yeah, when I told him my story, all he could say was, wow, I'm glad I was able to do that for you. He was so humble.
He was. And had a career, 7 decades. Can you imagine that? 7 decades in radio. I mean, he passed away at age 88. But, you know, to be that long, just look at how many generations that he literally raised, you know.
Right. Right.
That's powerful. So,
I never thought of it like that. Generation.
Yes. 7 decades. That's you know, that's 3, 4, 5 generations of people that grew up with his voice, his sound, his personality. And like you say, you know, having a voice that comforts you, that can comfort you when you're sad, you know, and you know how our lives are. You go through those teenage years and you got all kinds of emotions and you're trying to create a love life and all of that, you know. So just everything, he's just a soundtrack to your life, you know.
That he was, and so many different ways, because who he was as a person was phenomenal. Besides him being on the radio, he was just, you know, that's why everybody showed up at all of his birthday parties, not just because he was this great big personality, not only in Chicago but around the world, because he helped a lot of people get their start in on the air too. Because back when Herb was a DJ, you could play their music at your discretion. You can't do that now in corporate America. Oh, no, baby, there's a whole list. Programming has always been the lead in what we hear, but you could sneak and play music. You can't sneak and play nothing now. You will lose your job. You will lose your job. But that is... Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you know, that's an era where a disc jockey had a lot of power in terms of being able to expose people's music, being able to really be responsible for somebody's fame, so they could decide, you know, who got heard.
Right.
And, you know, and I was reading in, you know, some stories about him that he was, and I'm sure you heard him say this, that, you know, when he, before he got into radio, I mean, he started at 16, but told by a white professor that he would never succeed in the radio business because he's a Negro. And
right.
How many people were told that in their early years? And some people listened and didn't try to become what they had a vision and a desire to become, but I'm so glad he ignored that and kept on working.
I'm glad he did too, because yeah, they were not letting black men on the radio at a time when he was coming up. They were not trying to hear that at all. So Herb said, "I don't think so, baby. No, I'm gonna do on this. I'm gonna be on the air." And 7 decades later, he is still on the air. So that's volumes to the legacy of Herb Kent, the Cool Gent.
And that's a lesson for anybody who has a vision to do something that maybe hasn't been done yet before. I mean, you look at, we've gone from Herb Kent to now a Tyler Perry that's on a whole major production studio.
Right.
You know, how many people in between have been told you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be president, or you can't own the studio, you can't be in radio, you can't be in TV, you can't write for the newspaper, you can't do this, you're a Negro, you know, go get you a job at the post office, we might let you be a mail carrier, and consider that a step, because, you know, we weren't letting Negroes do that. I mean, so we've been through all of that, and those people who were pioneers paved the way for a lot of other people who might not have had the courage to pursue their vision because of some white professor deciding what your limitations are, because the society's not ready for one of you people to be this. Ignoring that. We got to teach our children to ignore anybody that tells you what you can't do.
Right. Because what you can do was given to you by the Creator. So why would you listen to a man who thinks he knows better than the Creator? Doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the Creator put the vision in your mind, and that's what you should strive for. Because, as you say, you know, it's the Creator who creates. And if this is what you've been created to do, ignore everybody else because they don't know and they don't have the power to decide.
And if you're watching the video online right now as we speak on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show, you will see those who are giving him congratulations on the show. These are people from all walks of life, all over the country, and they just simply believe and miss the legend himself, because there was no one like Herb Kent, and there never was and there never will be, because he was just unique, divine, and one of a kind, and he did not bite his tongue. I never heard anybody say that Herb had a big head. Did you? I never heard that.
No, he was humble. I mean, you can be humble and confident. You know, you can be humble and assertive. You know, so he exemplified how you retain your humility, but at the same time, you don't take no mess.
Right.
And that's the thing to strive for. I mean, he was inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. That says a lot, because who else is in there? Prince, Smokey Robinson, the Supremes, Dionne Warwick, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, so his stature in the broadcasting industry is just phenomenal, you know. And I think that when we decide to do something, we need to strive to be excellent. We need to strive to be that landmark, that person that sets the standard, that person that everybody looks to as a groundbreaker, you know, and that's who he was, breaking ground and just being engraved in our hearts forever. That's how you make yourself immortal. You do something and you do it to the best of your ability, and you do it with style and confidence, and add your own unique quality to it. You don't have to be arrogant, because who you become is self-evident. You ain't never got to toot your own horn, because everybody will hear you coming just by being you.
And that's all you have to ever do is just to be yourself. And that is so hard to do when you have been pitted against each other. And there is a lot of that going on. And there's a lot going on this video, too. If you're looking at this is what is showing on the air is Herb Kent Part 7. Wow, I didn't know I made that minute. It's Part 7 of the memorial to Herb Kent. I'm trying to skim through it and find some more. But there were so many people who were giving, I want people to see themselves, who were giving testimonials about the they made a difference in his life. Let me see if I can turn up the audio on one of these. There you go.
I, working with my Kevin, my nephew, Kevin Wagner, as an executive assistant at the radio station. So we go back a long, long ways. He was my mother. When my father died, my mother took him in as a son, and he was at our house a lot. And then when my mother died, he was definitely there for me and woke me up with a glass for breakfast. He said, here's breakfast, and it was vodka and orange juice. And I was in so much tears and swollen eyes and everything, I actually drank it. But every Sunday I talked to Herb, and he was the one that told me what to do on the radio, how to act, and he critiqued me, and that's why he taught me how to critique myself. And now I actually take my own shows now so I can critique myself. So he won't be around for me to talk to anymore, but I can still talk to him anyway. Thank you so much. Hi, my name is Brenda Phillips of WHBK 88.5 FM Radio, and we're here paying our respects to Herb Kent. I'm thinking about Richard Steele. Anyway, he's at our house a lot, and he was like a big brother to us. And when we got on the radio, he gave us a lot of pointers. He taught us quite a bit of the do's, what to do and what not to do. And we all will all miss him. And we are here today on behalf of WHBK Radio as well as a family member. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to mute that because we've got other calls here. You can go back and see that. It's on our YouTube channel. That is Part 7. I did a 7-part series on the memory of Herb Kent. So you can go back and see that. But let's get some more calls, Naima. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's go to the phone line, 773-366. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself.
That's the same one. That's the same one. It's still me.
Oh, okay. 773-885. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself. Okay, well, when they come back, you can press 1 again, and you can, we'll take it. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. If you go to the Higher Learning, go to YouTube and type in Higher Learning Network TV Show Channel. You will see all the 7-part series that we did here for Herbie Baby. And, excuse me, you will see all the dedications that you made and all the other people made. I mean, it's just a ton of them. Oh, wow, look what I found here. I've got to play this. This is old. If anybody can see this, can you all tell me who this lady is? Excuse me.
And I want to share with you a few things that I miss about Herb Kent School 10. One of the most important things that I remember is that when I would leave my studio at Gospel Radio 1390, after all the history, Gospel Radio 1390 AM with another call letter, but we won't get into that. That's a whole other story.
What I love most about Herb was that he shared his information. He used to bring his albums back in the day into the studio, and he had to pass my studio to get to his studio, and he would always be lugging a long tray or what do you call those? It's a dolly. And I brought this here to remind myself. Herb used to log his albums on a dolly. And at the time, we were lugging a lot of equipment for the TV show. And I always wondered, how could I get that burden off my shoulders? I needed something to carry things. And Herb said, go to Pep Boys and get a dolly. And I was like, oh, my God. They're very expensive. They're like $100. But wait till you get the Sunday paper. Get them on sale for $29.99. And I got one, thanks to Herb, for $29.99. So we don't have to lug all this camera equipment. Ask him, what was it that he had, what software did he have on his computer that allowed him to play all the songs that were in the station back in the day when he had cards and cassettes and all that stuff. That's a whole other show. But anyway, he shared that information with me. He was such a warm and loving individual. Anytime I leave my studio and run into his, because I always want to be on the Battle of the Best that day, he was like, be sure to come back and get us afterwards. So I had the pleasure of, my favorites were Chaka Khan, of course. Wonder. Who else was it? Chaka, Stevie Wonder, Gerald and Eddie LaVert, and my cousin Smokey Robinson, of course. And it was just always a warm, loving environment. Herb would never be in it. You know, he had an ego in that show. We all have one, right? So it's just, I miss him. We all miss him. And his memory lives. Forever.
And his memory lives forever. You can go. There's a whole. We got a 7-part series. Oh wow. And I'm showing the bottle now that I kept this bottle from one of his from one of his birthdays. Can you see that? Can't the sun is shining and I can't see it that well. There you go. That was a anniversary celebration. That was November 1995. Yeah, we old school for real. And I got to sit right here by his picture. Can you see it? There's a sun. Yeah, there you go. Herbie baby, always salute and celebrate the ancestors. Because it had not been for them, Naima, where would we be? We wouldn't be here. We would not be doing this, especially women. We would not be.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Another
groundbreaking.
Barrier, the groundbreaking that happened, and, you know, and I think about it because I went to Mary D's homegoing celebration, you know, the memorial for her. And, you know, you think about a lot of the people who broke ground in the whole communications industry and the ways that they were able to impact the way we're seen. So we have to continue that. And like you were saying about being pitted against each other, we have to not let that happen. We have to not let other people do that, because all of us, we're all basically working for the same goal, and that's the upliftment of our people and our aspirations and to transform thought. So we have an obligation to a higher power, and that means we cannot let people cause us to see each other as competitors or as rivals and
right.
tearing each other down, because that's not our purpose. And all
right.
of us who have chosen this path of getting into communications business, we have a reason, we have an inspiration, we have a motivation, and we can't let that get subverted into anything negative. I think everybody who's an influencer needs to think about all the people's lives that they're touching every day with everything they say, and be conscious about what you're saying and whose life you may be saving. You might say one thing that can inspire somebody and give them just that boost they need to keep on going because they were just about to give up.
Right. You have no idea of the effect on people.
Yes.
Just by opening your mouth.
That's right. That's right. Because, I mean, you never know who's listening. You never know. Right. Especially with the way media is now. People can either be listening live or they might listen 12 days from now. But
right.
But the information is still there and it still has an impact. So
right.
It's like just being immortalized just by the fact that your voice is recorded and being listened to over and over and over and over again, sent all over the world. So knowing that the media has the power that it has, even when you're not present, somebody is still listening to you. And even when you transition, you still
right.
hear.
Right.
Because your voice, your image has been recorded. So you literally never die.
Right. Spirit never dies anyway.
That's right. That's right. So
and
this
Herb, Herb is with us this morning, and we are most grateful for the spirit of Herb Kent, the cool gent. We thank you, Herb.
That's
for pain,
right.
Especially for women. Especially for women. It is 8:30. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to take your call, 773-885. Stay close. We'll be right back with more Memory of Herb.
Hi.
Hold on.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things?
You are not alone, and you are not alone this morning either. We are showing the video clips from the dedication to Herb Kent, the Cool Gent, and this is Ramonski Love and Joe Soto in the studio, and I just want to share just a little bit of it, and then we'll go to the phones at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Okay, and that's Joe Soto. You can go and see all of those videos on our channel, on our YouTube channel, on Higher Learning TV Show. Trying to see if Herb was in this one. I'm sure he is, but that's Joe Soto, and that's another promo. So you can go back and see it anytime on the studio. Let's go to the phone lines, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 773-885. You're live on The Female Solution. That's Sam Silk, in case you didn't know who that is.
Grand rising. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mama Joy from Chicago. How
hey,
are
Mama
you?
Joy.
Yeah, Mama Joy. I'm so delighted to listen to you speak on Herb Kent. I don't know where to begin with him. He's Chicago as far as I'm concerned. He was the one that actually brought me the kind of peace that I needed in the 60s when I first came to Chicago. And that was my staple food and for whenever he was there. And his theme song was it was my call. Have a seat, relax, this is my cool out time. But one of the things that amazed me about him, I met him several times at different occasions, but he had a voice that never aged. And that was what I was just so amazed with, because at some point when he's celebrating his 80th birthday or whatever, and I went to see him and I could see the age in the body, I said, but that voice, how does he do that? You know, you could tell he was aging, but when you hear him, there was none. And as I was listening to you and Naima speak, I thought about how important it is for us to truly take note of these divine beings, these authentic beings that come into our life, and they're here to help us build a culture. And some kind of way we kind of miss it. And I think being a part of this Female Solution, one of the things I know that I'm starting to understand as I've come back is that the solution is a need for us to have a culture.
Right.
We are doing things, but are we building the culture with these individuals? Because these are spirits that have come and overcome enormous challenges, prejudices in other religions, prejudice in the music industries. I mean, all industries have ostracized our people and our ancestry, and yet we still come forth because of the power that dwells in us. And at some point, we're going to have to capture this and put it together for our young people to understand you come from a great culture. And I would like for us to one day just have a physical celebration someplace here in Chicago for the Female Solution and say, hey, you know, and just focus on one thing, if it's the music industry or the religion, because we got to talk about these things. And hearing that he was told that he would never succeed, and yet he did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
7 decades he succeeded. Yes, Mama Joy.
He succeeded and he overcome. I mean, I love my Bible. I love my Bible. But do we understand we're in a new time and that we have people who are coming through greater than Paul? Even Jesus said this. He said, there be those who will come after me who will do far greater works. Mm. Are we not in that time now?
Ma'am.
Is that what this is not those individuals who demonstrated when they came out 400 years of physical, and now we've been in mental torment, but we're still coming through because of the power of the divinity that's in us.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think that it's time to get a place where we can come and bring our young people so we can discuss our divinity right now with these great survivors, overcomers, champions, hallelujah, in this land.
Yes.
In this land that claims home of the brave, land of the free, and yet at the same time, those who are under the mountain of this system that denies us to express our divinity and even denies our divinity.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We fall suit right with them by seeing people like Herb Kent and Nina Simone, all these prophets, Stevie Wonder, these are prophets. These
yeah.
are prophets, divine yeah. prophets, in their own unique way, in their own unique design. And it's not somebody else outside of us to recognize them. It's for us to understand that.
Amen.
It's, what did he say? It wasn't Booker T. Washington. What's the other one? Miseducation of the Negro. So I understand
yeah.
we've been miseducated, misinformed. But when the light shines on and we see these individuals coming and bright shining stars in our life, can you deny that God
yes,
is not
ma'am.
With us? Can you
yes,
not ma'am. Deny that and give a place? Pray for a whole new way of looking at God and God in us and understand that it's the spirit and the relationship with the divine creator and not the religion. So anyway, I love Herb Kent because he brought us together in his own unique way and allowed us the chance to experience love, comfort, peace, solace. Oh, my God.
Ooh,
in so many ways. Just through his voice. Yes, there is
thank
a voice.
Mama Joy, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. 8:42, we got about 10 more minutes. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's try to get another call in here. 872-702, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kenneth Brown, the Harold Washington Foundation.
Who?
Kenneth Brown from the 63rd Street Drummers.
Are you from
Director.
Chicago?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go right ahead. Yes, sir. What's your favorite memory of Herb Kent the Cool Gent?
He used to go out with my girl, Paris, and they used to go partying, and I wasn't invited. And
oh.
I had the Excalibur.
Oh, wow.
I'm just joking.
Oh.
My fond memories of Herb Kent?
Yes.
Well, I listened to him, and he has a lot of good information to give. And I used to, when I was going to Spry School, we would go play behind WBON.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
I grew up with him. I grew up.
Great. Appreciate it. 515-605-9325. Let's try to get another call. 773-447. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your favorite member of Herb Kent?
Hi. My name. Yes, yes. My name is Janine Ingram, and my favorite memory. I'm from Chicago.
Okay, Janine. With a J or a G?
It's with a J. J A N I N E.
Okay, Janine, what's your last name again?
Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M.
From Chicago. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Miss Janine. What's your favorite memory of Herb Kent?
So I just love Herb Kent. He first was my professor at Chicago State University.
Really?
And because Yes, and because I was a shoe lover, I love shoes. I would always come to school, and I had different shoes, and he would always be like, let me see your shoes. What you got on today? And because I say today, I became his, on Sundays, his producer. And, you know, first I interned, and then I became the producer and worked with him every Sunday up until the day he passed away, which was a Saturday. And my favorite memory is he always loved shoes. Every time I came in to the station on Sunday, he would like, let me see them shoes. He's like, let me, now my feet are 7 1/2. He's like, let me try these shoes. I'm like, no, Herb, you can't try on my shoes. So he used to be playing with me. He loved to dance, and he always loved to laugh. He was always an energy that just wanted to have fun. I got video of him dancing in the studio, being crazy. So I just loved his spirit. He was a spirit, and he was a giver. He had a great big heart, and anything you needed to want, he was there to do it for you. And I just want to say, thank you for honoring his memory today, because I just smiled when I heard you were doing it today.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Janine from Chicago, for calling and sharing this information. You know, we love Herb, so it was nothing else to do but to show the best of Herb King. Thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate that.
I want to say one more thing. The one thing I loved about the Herb Kent show is that you learned information about the artist. You know, now whenever I'm on a radio show or whenever I'm doing music, I could think about different stories I learned from Herb Kent about the artist and the backstory of the artist, or how they came together. Like the Gap Band, how they were a political process, and how Gap was named after the streets in Black Wall Street, which I didn't know till I was on one of his assistants on his Sunday morning shows, and how they came up with the name, because they took these three streets and named them after Gap. It was Archer, Pine, and I forgot what the G stand for, but anyway, I learned that from him. And so it's so many about James Brown, about just so many stories, and I could go on and on forever about the stories. I could sit at his feet forever to hear the stories of people. The first time he had sex was in Indiana.
Already
I know somebody might else want to talk, but I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to share my stories with Herb Kent.
Thank you so much, Janine, for calling. And if you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. We got about 5 more minutes here. So thank you so very much for sharing that, Janine. We greatly appreciate it. Let's try to get another call. 872-702, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kenneth Brown. Did you say 872-702-2906?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you got him, but I don't think you got 773-499.
773-499.
You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where
are
you calling from?
Rashida Ali. Rashida. Hi. Greetings. My favorite memory of Herb Kent was when we used to go to our Lady of Sorrow for dancing. And the Austin Street Club for skating, he used to play the theme song, Open Our Eyes. So that was my favorite thing I remember as a child. Every Sunday, we would go to, he was the master of ceremony for our dance group at the Our Lady of Sorrows on the west side. So that was a good time we had in. No fights, no arguments, nothing. Just
none of
that. And yeah, I enjoyed that when I was young. Yeah. Well, that's what I remember.
Thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate that. We only got a few more minutes left. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak.
You know, Mama Joy said something about culture, which I think is a really major thing that media people help to solidify with telling us information about our history, learning about artists, our music, being able to kind of define things and then keep us calm when things happen and we're upset. But culture is really a thing that we have to keep reinforcing, you know, whether it's how we, how portray historic figures, how we play our music, the message in our music, and that's a critical thing that really our young artists have got to understand. You are defining our culture.
Yes, you are.
If you develop lyrics that are denigrating us or humiliating us or making us look bad, you're defining us for the world. That's
right.
A heavy responsibility.
Yeah,
you have our culture in your hands. Whatever you speak or sing or write or act, whatever, you are defining our culture. So you have an obligation to portray the best of us.
Yes.
And that means you got to believe the best in yourself. You got to love yourself. So what comes out of you is a loving expression of our culture. I know that Ebony Magazine, you know, when John Johnson said what he wanted to do was to show people our culture, you know, the beauty of our culture and all aspects of life, and not just, you know, the negative things, the crime and all of that, but, you know, show people doing things, going to the theater and you know, performing and the music and all of those things and the intellect, the businesses we create. So this is what anybody in the communications industry has to be conscious of. You are defining our culture by the artists that you give space to, you give a voice to, you give a platform to, because their words, their images, their creative development skills and all of the things that they produce, that's how the world is seeing us. So we have to make choices. Who gets to define our culture?
Right.
Who gets to be on our airwaves and on our platforms and on our internet channels? Who gets to do that and present us to the world? We make those choices. So that's why a person has to make good choices, because whatever we plant in the mind lasts forever. I mean, everybody remembers what Herb Kent did.
Oh, yes.
And how he played and how to, you know, father open our eyes. I mean, I remember going to see a ballet performance to that song, and I always thought about, you know, WBON and the, you know, the evening, you know, going off for the evening, because that was, you know, time you wind down, go to bed and all that. But
yep.
Those things define your life. So we have a responsibility to always present the best of our culture, because the world is watching.
Yes, it is.
And remember.
And, you know, it just behooves me when I see people who see things that are so negative, and that's what they believe that the whole nation of people are about, because of one commercial or one bad profile of a person that they've seen, and they just think the whole race is like that.
Everybody.
Right. And it's so not so.
Yeah, as much as it's unfair, you are defined by, you can be defined by one individual in the eyes of the world that doesn't know your people. They don't know you. And so all they have is your representative. And, you know, you represent. I mean, we used to know that. You know,
right.
I think it was Hattie McDaniel when she first won the Oscar, said, you know, I'm proud to be a credit to my race. You know,
yes.
Now, but really, everything you do, you are defining us to the world, even though we shouldn't have that burden. But, you know, if you don't know an Asian person, if you don't know a lot of Asian people, and then you have, you know, a Jackie Chan or somebody, I mean, you just, whatever that personality is, that's how you see the people.
Right.
And, you know, white, it's the same thing with white people. You know, that's why they're conscious of the images.
Right.
That are projected. So, success and intelligence. Yeah, they do it on purpose. So we got to do that on purpose.
That's right.
We
got
to project images. Success, intelligence, creativity, you know, ingenuity, you know, leadership. We have to keep projecting those images of our culture, defining our culture, and helping people to see us the way we want to be seen. So everybody who's an artist has a responsibility, because you are the keepers of the culture, and we who have platforms, we get to choose who gets heard and seen so that they are presenting our culture to the world. That's what we do.
And that's exactly what we strive for here on The Female Solution. And we thank you for being a part of that and for joining us today, because if you, and I know you are because you're watching this channel, you are one of the ones who can appreciate the work that we're doing and the work that you are doing just by listening and sharing this information. We have less than 5 minutes to go, but I do want to pull this up and to remind you of what's going on today, as because there is no after show today. We got to get out of here. Go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You will see that we are asking for your presence this morning to join us on the march around City Hall this morning. Dr. Willie Wilson and Concerned Citizens are to march around City Hall at 10 a.m. and urge Mayor Lightfoot and alderpersons to reject the Board of Elections map that disenfranchises voters and violates the 2017 settlement agreement with the Department of Justice. So in all, what it says is those who want to vote in the upcoming mayoral election may not get a chance to vote because they've closed over 77 polling places. So that's what the march is for. And Naima, Latif, and myself will be there with our TV crews to capture that information and broadcast it live. Any other closing comments, Naima?
We just want to say thank you to Herb Kent, who is watching us from on high right now. Good job, Bill.
Thank you, Herbie baby. Thank you, Herbie baby.
He's enjoying this. I feel his spirit. But we want to say thank you for setting a standard and giving us
yes.
to last a lifetime and showing us what it means to be the voice of the Negro and the voice of the nation, and to remind us of our responsibility as broadcasters, as people in the media, to always present the best, because it will be remembered forever.
Yes. So what you do today and tomorrow and every day after, just know that someone is always watching. In the words of Herb Kent, the Cool Gent, we thank you and we appreciate you. And be sure and join in tomorrow morning at 7 to 9 a.m. with Jody Susan on self-cell care. If you need more information during the week, feel free to join us for our free newsletter, exclusive information, and a weekly newsletter. And you can subscribe at info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And you can also text the word stress relief, and we will send you a weekly text as well. So you can do both, or you can do one or the other. So you text text the word stress relief to 219-699-2114. And on that note, it is 8:57, and we have to play our closing.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, medasi, Nigeria, eshe, South Africa, ngiyabonga, Senegal, jeret, Kenya, asante, Israel, toda, Pakistan, shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur,
Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
At the March on City Hall, 10 a.m., and the crew will be there. Hope to see you there. Let's make Chicago a better place to live for all neighborhoods. And thanks for watching, and thanks for sharing this video. Make it a great day. See you there at the March at City Hall, 10 a.m. See you, Naima. See you there.
There. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.